Tony DeMello was a Jesuit priest and psychotherapist from India, a prolific spiritual writer. And I remember one of his famous phrases. He said, "Jesus came to announce the good news and it was rejected. Obviously not because it was good, but because it was new." We are creatures of habit. We like a new car, new things, but we don't like changes when we are required to change. And yet, this is exactly the first message of Jesus preaching. Today we have, so to speak, Jesus' inaugural address, the very first words Jesus spoke in the New Testament, in the first gospel, the Gospel of Mark. What does he say? He says, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Metanoeite, change your mind. Repent, convert, and believe this good news." But why changing? We resist change. Someone said that the only person who welcomes change is a wet baby. We don't want to change. Or maybe we do, but we resist it. But why change it then? Jesus says, because this is the time of fulfillment. In other words, all the expectations of the Old Testament, all the prophecies, all the longings, all that your heart desires, this is the time for it to be fulfilled. How? In Jesus. He is the good news. He is the kingdom of God finally at hand. But we need to accept change. Paul says it also in today's second reading to the Corinthians. He says, "Live as if nothing else mattered, because ultimately it won't matter. Since the world in its present form is passing away, time is running out." And the first apostles understood this, and immediately, let me stress this word, immediately they dropped everything they were doing and followed Jesus. There's a sense of urgency in accepting this chance to fulfill all that we've been longing for and to enact the change that the Lord expects from us. To stress all these concepts of urgency, of calling, of change, the church offers us for our first reading the beautiful book of Jonah. It's one of my favorite books of the Bible, because it's one of the shortest ones also. It's like 4 pages. You can read it in a sitting. And most of all because it's very, very funny, almost comical, I think. Unlike the other prophetic books, which are actually accounts of the prophecies of holy men such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and so forth, the book of the prophet Jonah is actually not about a prophet. And it's not a historical book. It's a midrash. In other words, it's a parable. It's a allegorical story. And that helps us understand it. It's the story of the reluctant prophet, the unwilling prophet. The Portuguese Bible actually translates the disobedient prophet. Let me share with you briefly the story of Jonah. God calls him to go and preach to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a pagan city, not a city of the people of Israel, and it was the capital of the arch enemy of Israel, Assyria. Why would someone in his right mind want to go to preach conversion to the enemies? Moreover, it was a dangerous place. So Jonah did not go, did not want to go. Nineveh was about 600 miles east of Jerusalem. Jonah went west, went to Tarshish, the remotest place on earth known at that time, basically Spain. But he happens to find a huge storm. All the sailors in the boat begin to pray, except Jonah, who is sound asleep. What a character. So they start praying, and they cast lots to find out, why is this happening to us? And the lots fell on Jonah. So they ask him, have you done something wrong? And he says, yeah, I'm running away from God. And so they threw him overboard. And we know that a large fish swallowed him for 3 days and three nights. Some people say, that's why I don't believe the Bible. You know, it sounds like a fable. Duh, it is a fable. It is a parable. Actually, there's a joke about that man who boarded a plane and ended up sitting by next to a woman that was reading the Bible. And he asked her, how can you believe that stuff? It's all like fables. For example, the story of Jonah. How can a man be swallowed up by a fish for 3 days and three nights and then be vomited alive? And she answered, oh, I don't know the answer, but when I get to heaven, I will ask him. And if he's in hell, you will ask him. So Jonah runs away. He's swallowed up by a fish. And guess what? He is vomited on the beach close to Nineveh. The message is, if God calls you, you better follow what he tells you. Otherwise, you are in trouble. And in the end, he ends up being exactly where God wanted him. And that's where today's first reading picks up this story. God calls him again. Go to Nineveh. Announce that in 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed unless they convert. So unwillingly, Jonah goes to preach. It's a large, huge city. 3 days just to cross it. So he begins to preach. 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. But at the end of the first day, so he hasn't crossed not even a third of the city, the whole city converts. Jonah is not happy. He wanted the city to be destroyed. He didn't want to preach conversion in the first place and was hoping that they would resist. But now this pagan, this enemy, are the ones who immediately respond to the call and they convert, they change. Jonah was so upset that he wanted to die. And God tells him, now you are upset. Jonah was upset because a tree was withering and he was in the shade of this tree. And he said, you're upset because this tree is dying. How could I have allowed all those people to die? So that's the story of Jonah. But again, it links into today's message from the gospel. The gospel is about Jesus announcing metanoia, the change of your mind. I'm here now. It's time of fulfillment. Now you have the kingdom of God at your grasp. You can indeed find fulfillment if only you are willing to set aside anything that stands in the way and to follow Jesus. This is the gospel. This is the good news. The good news is that if you follow Jesus, if you listen to his calling and are willing to change, even when it's hard, even when it goes beyond our comfort, if you're willing to change, and if you're willing to drop everything and follow him, you will find fulfillment. We are always so empty. You will find your fulfillment if you follow Jesus. And let me go back to that beautiful song that we sang at the beginning. Pescador de Hombres is the original title. Fisher of Men. It goes like this in English. Lord, when you came to the seashore, you weren't seeking the wise or the wealthy, but only asking that I might follow. In my eyes, you were gazing, kindly smiling. My name, you were saying. All I treasured I have left on the sand there. And now, close to you, I will find other seas. This is the great Christian adventure, an encounter with the Lord that captivates us, a calling and a courage, the excitement, the joy of changing and following Him. Let us today look in the eyes of Jesus. He is calling us. If you run in the opposite direction, you will be, and you will end up being swallowed by a fish. But if you follow Him, you will find other seas. You will become fisher of men. You will bring the joy of the gospel to others. May we be missionary disciples, those who have encountered the Lord, have followed Him, and now announce Him, bring Him to others. Amen.